It would be embarrassing how many times I have to Google how to spell exercise. I fuck it up every time. Really? It's like the one word that I should know.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'll tell you my embarrassing thing that I Google at least like once every few weeks.
Yeah, what is it? It's,
which is the greater than sign?
I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's life's my motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The impress, press on falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
How about that light show last night, Kirby Johnson?
Yes. Tell the people what light show it was.
If you follow us on the socials, you may have seen that we attended a Chanel holiday light show in Santa Monica. And they basically choreographed 540 drones, to be exact, because I asked Sung-hee. 540 drones to create iconic symbols of the house in the sky to celebrate Chanel No. 5's 100th birthday.
Yes. It was pretty freaking awesome. Listen, like when you see drone shows in general, like, I don't know, maybe to some people they look awesome. I feel like on camera they don't. But like witnessing it in person, you're just like, holy shit. When I posted about it on my Instagram, I had people, I literally put like, it's drones, y'all. Because I had so many people being like, wait, how is this happening?
Is it fireworks? Yeah.
Yeah. They like couldn't, it did not compute. Like they couldn't figure out what was actually happening. It was really, really cool. And the way that they did it was like, I mean, seeing a giant Chanel in the sky was pretty awesome.
Oh my God, like the double C's, the Chanel, the number 5, the fragrance bottle, the outline.
Yes.
Like it was, yeah. I was like, I don't know how this works, but I am incredibly impressed by
and
it.
I'm basically like every human being I knew was at this.
Oh my God, I know. And it was so nice. It was so nice because I feel like I haven't been to very many like events since like, you know, COVID. And I feel like they just had like all of the makeup artists we love were in attendance. Like all our editor friends were there.
And it was at Shutters on the beach in Santa Monica, which is like a beautiful hotel. And it felt like, even though there was like everyone there, it still felt like very intimate. And it's just like how nice to be on the beach in December watching this like drone show. Like this is very much like Christmas in LA. You know?
Oh, yeah. It felt bougie as hell. There was a woman I was waiting after in line at the valet who was wearing the Chanel coat that I guarantee you was like at least $25,000. It was like from the vault somewhere. And somebody was talking to her and she was just like, I had to bring it out. Like, it's a little heavy. I'm like, okay, who are you and why do you have this? I need to know everything about your life.
I was talking to Emily Cheng, who's a makeup artist. She was like, I feel like it's like Chanel barfed on everyone tonight.
Yeah.
Just everyone was like, I'm bringing it out. I'm bringing out all the bags, the jackets, the sweaters.
You were sporting it.
You had to bring it out. Yeah.
Sarah was in her Chanel sweater, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
I had to.
No advent calendars to be found.
Sad. I actually really wanted one. I really thought that they were going to, I really thought they were going to give us one.
That would have actually been like kind of hilarious. So if y'all have been following this TikToker, which I think like it's insane because like now the Washington Post is commenting on Chanel's advent calendar.
That's so, when you know one. Well, Washington Post is like, they're so good. Aren't they like really good at TikTok?
Yeah. Washington Post is amazing at TikTok.
They're like very much like they know like what's going on and how to stay relevant and like what to talk about. So when I like woke up and saw that Instagram post, I was first of all, I was like, of course. And second, I was like, oh, shit.
No, it's like entered mainstream. Like now, like people like our parents are going to know that there was like a Chanel drama with their advent calendar because. So if you haven't been following, there was a girl who I think she must just be rich. Nobody is buying, nobody I know is buying this like $900 advent calendar from Chanel, I'll tell you right there. But like when
people definitely are because it's sold out or maybe they pulled some of it. But like these people are
the riches are
filthy rich, the filthy rich.
Yeah. So she like when she first does this unboxing of the advent calendar, she has like a Hermes blanket on her bed. So I'm like, okay, we know who you are. Like, we get
like,
it.
You've already, like, established your place in society.
So she opens up the advent calendar, and it's like, I mean, honestly, if I was paying $900 for this, I would be a little pissy. Because it's like, yes, of course, it's like, the whole idea is that you're so rich that it doesn't matter that you're giving, like, a nothing product like this advent calendar. But, I mean, some people may be like investing their hard-earned coin into this advent calendar thinking it's like going to be this magnificent gift when really it's like you're getting stickers and like duster bag for like a compact and then like maybe two or three full-sized lipsticks. Like throw in a LaBeige's in there. Like can I get a bronzer?
There could have been more in more products for sure. Definitely they could have even like just the mini sizes. I will say a Chanel friggin', like the bracelet that was essentially like a bottle cap bracelet or whatever.
That literally looks calendar. Like when you're like in the 19 or the 1700s, like stamping the back of an effing envelope with that thing. It's like, oh, it was like a wire bracelet.
Right. But like if you were to buy the equivalent of that, like in store, whatever it is that they sell, like it would be like $500.
They
you
know sell what I mean? That bracelet?
No, not that bracelet. Of course not. Everything that was in this advent calendar was definitely like, specifically made. No, I get it.
That's
I get
why it doesn't feel like, you know what I mean? Like if it was like, and listen, I'm not expecting them to put like a bejeweled headpiece in there. Okay. Like I understand because advent calendars at the very least, like even like the Kiehl's advent calendar, like there's not a ton of full-size products. It's little trinkets. Like, that's what an advent calendar is. Like, the whole idea is you're just opening it up and seeing what you're getting. And, like, one day it's great. And one day it's like, whatever. I don't care. But, like, I think it's just really interesting all of the discussion around this particular advent calendar because I don't think Chanel is doing anything that, like, other luxury brands haven't done in the past. But because of TikTok, now people, it's a part of the conversation and it's like, I'm seeing like business of fashion, right? About how like luxury brand houses now like can't shy away. Like they have to have a bigger presence on things like TikTok because TikTok is actually like changing how people buy and see luxury brands, which I thought was really interesting. Like it's a very interesting conversation, but I think it's a no from me, dog. I would not be buying the advent calendar.
I mean, I can't buy it.
I literally can't. So like it's not, maybe it's a moot
not
point.
Not even an option.
But yeah.
I I think if you are paying $900,
you're not worried about it.
You're not worried about one. You're not really even buying it for the things that are inside. You're buying it for this like really cool, yeah, like prestige. Limited edition bottle, just like the compact that everyone got that I didn't get, which I will never.
You didn't get the compact? No, literally, I will not throw it away. It's exactly. Like sitting on
so
my
thing.
So
that's the thing. So it's like okay. Everyone I know who has gotten that compact or who got the compact, they like have it displayed in their living room. Someone, Kara told me someone made it into
Kara
like
is PR.
PR from Chanel. Some editor made it into like, they hung it in their, on their wall. Like they made it like an art piece in their home.
I would do it.
Exactly. So like that's, I think like if you're buying this, you're buying like.
But you know what? If they were smart, which Chanel is smart, like this whole drone show, like no other beauty brand is doing shit like that. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I felt like it was like a really special moment, but for a gift. They should literally have that compact with all the makeup that we got in it and sell that.
And for like $5,000 or
whatever. That is a gift, okay? Yeah. I mean, and like I was not disappointed opening that compact. I was like, hell yes. I've got like a whole new stash of Chanel makeup brushes, lipstick, lip gloss, eyeshadow. I mean, it was incredible. Like
yeah.
That's what they should do next year. If they want to blow people out of the water, that's what they should do next year.
They should have. Speaking of really great beauty advent calendars, that's now sold out, so it doesn't even matter. But like the Net-a-Porter ones are always so freaking good. They're only, I think it's $350, but it has like the Augustinus Botter Rich Cream in it. There's like, you know, full size like makeup products in it. I know, it's crazy. And it sells out really fast every year, which is why like next year everyone plan ahead. It's a great value. And like every day you're just like, what is this like amazing beauty product? So plan ahead.
You know what's crazy is how like beauty has commodified advent calendars. Advent calendars were like you had a candy bar. You like got a freaking like keychain. You're like, okay, this is – I got my lip smackers. Awesome. Thrilled.
Totally.
Now it's like, listen, we're going to give you a full-size rich cream. We're also going to give you a deed to like a 57 Cadillac.
And maybe day 25 is a NFT. We'll see. I'll let you know.
Listen, if there was an NFT in that advent calendar, I will tell you right now, I would be like wishing on my lucky stars that I got the Chanel advent calendar.
Maybe that's jokes on us.
Yeah.
Maybe they're sending everyone a beauty NFT. Who knows?
I'm really curious if they reached out to her because she claimed they blocked her, but I don't know. I feel like they just got off TikTok.
I don't know. Yeah. They're like need to rebrand. Maybe. They're just like, we need to like to Homer Simpson into the bushes until we figure out. Our re-entry into TikTok.
Exactly. Just disappear for a second.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, Sarah, I want to know what is on your face. Okay. You are obsessed with this show. Can we get you to Paris?
You know what it is? Okay, I know it is. It's a very divisive show.
Yes.
But
It's a Darren Star property, but, you know.
And I know that it is just trash, but I really enjoy it. I really enjoy Emily in Paris, everyone. I have a soft spot, obviously, for Paris because I studied abroad there. And I feel like I'm like, oh, this is the life that I guarantee so many young people are watching this show. And they're like, I'm moving to Paris. Like, this is their show for them. The way that, like, you know, like Devil Wears Prada or like even – when I watched Felicity growing up and I was like, I'm going to New York for college. That's it. I'm done.
It's also like the OC because now there are several reality shows about to come out based on Emily in Paris. Very similar to how they did Laguna Beach.
Yes.
Based off of the OC.
See?
I mean, it is in the, you know.
Yeah.
Modern pop culture vernacular.
So they came out with a makeup collection with Lancôme, and it's so freaking cute. I don't even know if I get Lancôme mailers regularly, so I wasn't expecting to receive this one, but I was very excited. And there's a bunch of stuff in it. Look how cute this eyeshadow compact is. It's in the shape of a heart.
Oh, that's super cute. Yeah, that's like a collector's item for sure.
It is. All of it's limited edition. And like the shades are actually really pretty. This is like something you could like hang in your office. But the one product that I really love from the collection, and not just because it's Emily in Paris branded, is the Lancôme L'Absolu Rouge their lipstick. It's in the cream finish, and it's the shade French Tea, which is like this really beautiful, they call it like a milk tea nude. It's kind of like a nude pink.
Yeah, it has more of a pinky shade to it.
Yeah, this lipstick formula is like super popular for them. Like, when was the last time you wore like a Lancome product?
Honestly, not in a long time. I mean, like, their mascaras are great.
Right, right. I was going to say their mascara. Long time, right?
Yeah, they haven't done anything recently that's like made me wowed, but I'm actually just obsessed that they named this French Tea, because that I can picture that shade in my head, and like that's what I would want to wear on my lips.
Totally. So it's actually this shade is sold out on Lancome's website, but it's available at Bloomingdale's. It's $32. It's like really nice on, it kind of just looks like a nude lip on me, right?
Do you have it on?
Yeah, I have it on. It looks like
my... Oh my
God,
I thought that was literally your lips.
Right, yeah, yeah. Wow. It's really, really nice.
It is.
And it's really comfortable. They have another shade in the collection, or two other shades in the collection. One's like a deeper berry, one's a red. And I think those are both the matte finishes, but this one is their creamy finish. And I just, it's really, really comfortable. I've been wearing it nonstop since I got it. I would wear this like year round. This is like, you know, everyone needs, I think, in their lipstick wardrobe, like a really good nude lip that matches like their lip color. And this for me is it, I think.
So this lipstick is infused with moisturizing Pro Xylane, which is trademarked by Lancome, and vitamin E. And it leaves the lips feeling replenished, soft, and comfortable. And it says that it lasts up for 8 hours of wear, non-drying, non-flaking, and non-caking. Honestly, the visuals on Bloomingdale's website are very, very convincing. Like, the lips look juicy and plump for, like, three different skin tones, like a fair, a medium, and a deep.
It looks great on all.
Yeah, it looks really, really good. Yeah, I feel like, honestly, when you do these branded things, it's not necessarily that you won't get, like, the shade again, but the packaging is a big seller. And I feel like if anybody is obsessed with like Paris or even the show, like this is such a good gift to give. They're going to freaking love it. Like the compact for the eyeshadow palette itself is just like so stunning.
It's so stunning. And it's $45, which
I think is super affordable.
I think so too. Like I think that's a great gift, especially compared to some of like the other palettes that are out there that are
Like a Pat McGrath Labs.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's like a really impressive palette. But this for sure is just like such a lovely gift to open. And then there's also a makeup bag. There is a fragrance in the collection. And then there is a Emily in Paris Genifique, which is like their well-known serum, a skincare, and then a little mascara. So you can buy the entire Forever in Paris set. It's $57, which is like
for
not
the whole set.
Well, not the whole set. It comes with the palette, a lipstick, and the makeup bag.
Oh, okay.
Which is really good.
Yeah, I feel like that's a very decent price. By the way, y'all, I just want to tell you the Bifacil Double Action Eye Makeup Remover from Lancome is also great. Like if you're into like Lancome, like we love our Mary Kay eye makeup remover. I actually really love Rene Rouleau's as well. But like one of my absolute favorite eye makeup removers is Lancome. So if you're trying to hit a discount like they have on Bloomies it says take $25 off for everyone $50. So like if you need to throw something else in your bag, get the eye makeup remover. It's bomb.
I will be wearing French Tea while watching the show, the season 2.
I'm obsessed that that is on your lips right now. It truly just looks, it's like, that is your equivalent of Pillow Talk for me.
Yes. Yes. I love Pillow Talk, but it definitely, like, the shades doesn't quite match me, but I still wear it, you know? But this is, like, for sure, like, a nude on me.
Yep. It's 100%. It literally just looks like your lips, but better. I was also going to say, maybe I will take you as my plus one when I inevitably win the Netflix contest because I enter. Did you see that Netflix did this thing? Don't laugh at me. Okay, so Netflix did this thing where, well, you're also going to laugh because they were offering up like legit props from different shows of theirs and then experiences. And so like you could enter to win to go to like to the Bridgerton Ball in March. Like that's here in LA, I think. And I was like, great, want to go to that. Sign me up. So I like signed up. You could literally buy the doll from Squid Game. Not buy. Enter to win the doll from Squid Games. Remind me of her name. I can't remember.
I don't know her name, but
But literally, it's like the six. It's like a 6-foot doll replica.
What are you gonna do with it? They're like, we don't know what to do with it. So whoever wants it can have it.
No, truly, and it's like it's authenticated. It's some warehouse somewhere. Like you could enter to win that. You could enter to win one of the coffins. And I almost entered that one because I was like perfect for Halloween. But I'm like, okay, first of all, where am I going to keep this? And it's like 75 pounds. It's heavy. It's like not fucking around. So I entered that. I entered a Stranger Things experience. And then I entered to fly with a friend to Paris for the premiere of Emily in Paris 2. Which I think is like actually happening right now, so I probably didn't win.
Yeah, I don't think you won.
But it was a nice thought. I entered so many things.
Oh my God, how fun. Speaking of Netflix, they just launched their editorial website.
I saw that. Okay, so that's what literally everybody in editorial has been leaving like magazines for and going
all like, of Refinery.
Refinery's gone. Like Michelle Lee went over there. We're like, what is Netflix even working on that would require like legit editors? And so tell us about it. What's it called?
It's called To Doom. I don't know how to pronounce it. T-U-D-U-M. To Doom?
To Doom.
Yeah. Okay. And honestly, just like, I don't know really much about it, but I was scrolling through the content. It's basically like all Netflix SEO questions, like anything that you would be typing in while you are watching a show, like how do dragons fit into the world of The Witcher?
Oh my God, this is so smart. This is so smart.
Because they're like, why are we driving traffic to everyone else for the shows that we are creating?
Because they're going to get the information first. Literally, this is brilliant because they got people like Michelle Lee. They have Connie, right?
Yep.
From R29 who just left. But is she working on To Doom?
I don't know. I think that there could be multiple. I mean, they hired a ton of people. So this could just be one product
facet of
many. Of
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So like when I got the push notification, the headline was like, Netflix wants to be, they like want a piece of the editorial pie, essentially, because they know like they're going to get privy to storylines, things that happen in shows before everyone else. So like, for instance, this is not a Netflix show, but, and I'm not spoiling anything by saying this, but on And Just Like That, a character shows up during episode 2. And she says her name several times. And I'm like, okay, this is clearly a callback to like an earlier season, but I don't remember this woman. And when I went to go look up her name already 2 days into the show being out, there is who is like Sharon Stacy or Stacy Sharon from And Just Like That. People are asking these questions. They're like wanting to know like who dyes Miranda's hair or whatever. You know what
totally.
I mean? So it makes sense. It makes sense. It's brilliant. It's actually really smart. And that's a way they're going to make money. They're going to make revenue from that because they're going to be able to do advertising on the website. Like they're going to figure it out. It's so smart.
It's brilliant. And then Netflix is going to take over the world.
If they want beauty contributors, they can ask Los Angeles to come on and do some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. Okay, let's talk about beauty news. I really want like a little like theme song that does that so I don't have to do it every time.
Yeah, yeah.
Our theme song is not cutting it. Like I licensed it from Adobe, but I'm just like, come on, beauty news. Let's figure it out. Let's anchorman this up. Okay. I thought this was really interesting. Is bar soap back? So you're getting a lot of content right now, y'all. What are the trends for 2022? What's going to be happening? Beauty Independent actually reached out to me and asked me what I thought the trends for 2022 were going to be. And I was like, I actually don't even know what to think at this point. There's not been anything like really strong coming at me. Like last year when I was like anti-inflammaging, there's not really anything that I'm really picking up on except for our next topic, which we'll touch on in a minute. But this story from Allure I found to be very interesting. They interviewed a bunch of experts and they talk about 7 skincare trends that will dominate 2022. An overall TL didn't read is niacinamide, cryotherapy, and bar soap are reigning. And the very first subject they tackle is beauty bars. And I was like, you know what? This actually makes so much sense. Like, I have not used a bar soap in literally years until Soft Services sent me their buffing bar. And now I'm obsessed with it.
Really? You didn't even use like the Dove beauty bar?
No, because I was always using the Dove body wash.
Yeah, oh, I love a combo. I have always been a Dove Beauty Bar stan. I don't know what it is about it. Maybe it's just like nostalgic. It's like you know, you like just remember and like it brings you back. But like that and then the Soft Services one. But continue.
Totally. So it just says that they've been around for forever and they've come a long way functionality wise. And we need more planet-conscious packaging. So these bars are coming back in style. And I started laughing when I was reading this because I'm like, Erno Laszlo, or how do you say the how do you say it?
Yeah, that's it.
Literally has been around forever. Yeah, Erno Laszlo. They have had these bars
forever.
Ever. They're thinking they're lucky effing stars right now. They're like, finally, finally, we are back in action. And they make some great, they have like the SEMA deep cleansing bar. It is expensive. It's $40. Then you literally see like the Dove Beauty bar and it's like six. But again, I think the cleansing bar is actually for the face, I think. Am I wrong?
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. No. I think they make a bunch of bars for their face. Just like you could use the Dove Beauty bar for your face.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So Mega Babe has this bar called Space Bar Detoxifying Underarm Bar, Human Race Made, a White Clay Body Bar. There is a brand called Peach that has the Moisturizing Hand and Body Bar. Payot, or how do you say that? The French brand? Payot?
Oh, Payot?
P-A-Y.
Payot?
I am not a French expert, so I'm going to F that up. But Payot makes a face and body massage bar. So many beauty bars. I mean, again, I mentioned soft services. I'm obsessed with their buffing bar.
They forgot to include Beekman 1802. They make really, really great, like the goat milk bars. I love like a fancy bar soap. I just love it.
Yes. And I feel like, honestly, bar soaps got a bad rap because everyone was talking about how aggressive they are, how they strip the skin. They don't actually moisturize. It's really bad for your like face and body. But like, these are not the bars of yesteryear. And I think like now we're starting to see little accoutrements that are being developed so that you can like have your bar soap sitting on something or like hanging in some way in your shower so that it doesn't look like that crusty white piece of garbage once it gets down to the wire. You know what I mean?
Totally.
But I do think it's a really important thing because, yeah, I mean, we're talking nonstop about sustainability and like
it's making the easiest sure that, thing.
Yeah, we're being consumer, you know, as consumers conscious. And it's like, okay, you get a paper box with like a bar soap that literally disappears. Great. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So I'm interested if y'all have been using bar soaps. I mean, I've been just completely out of the loop, but I've always been like more of a body wash girl. And, you know, like I feel like we're just going to see more and more of these bars popping up because also like in terms of getting people turned on to skincare, if you can give them a product that's like multifunctional too, like why would you not gift somebody like it's just like a good gift to give, like a very beautiful soap.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like a nice fancy bar of soap is like a very useful and beautiful gift.
Well, that's one trend that I think that, I mean, now that Allure has made a very strong case for it, I'm like, yep, makes sense. They mentioned cryotherapy. I don't really know. I'm not sure. They mention major lip service and they talk about like pampering your lips and making sure that your lips look like very fresh. So like we're going to see a lot more like lip scrubs coming in like functional ways, like not the little pots anymore, which, you know, makes sense. But I honestly think when it comes to lips, it's not just going to be like exfoliating your lips and making them look moisturized. I think we're going to see like an uptick in people getting treatments and legit surgery to alter their lip area. We're already seeing it with like the Cupid lift where people are getting surgery to lift their upper lip instead of getting like a lip flip with Botox. Obviously the Botox option is out there. I'm seeing women, like because I follow a lot of plastic surgeons, they're literally just going in. They're not getting anything else done to their face, but they're just getting their mouth lifted ever so slightly. Yeah. And I feel like we're just going to, it's like these little tweakments almost.
Totally.
What would you call like a tweakment surgery? It's like a mini surgery. It's a surgery, but it's like you don't even have to be under for it.
Yeah. There is a term for that, isn't there?
It's like lunchtime lipo, you know, a surgical snack. Like, I don't know.
Ooh, I like that.
Surgical a little surgical snack. So maybe we'll see more from that. But yeah.
I feel like, too, it'll be a lot of, you know, how we saw like the quote unquote skinification of hair and skinification of like body care. And I feel like because
hair is going to be it.
Well, hair is going to be it for sure. But I do think that there could be more treatments to your point for lips, like products that we could use at home that are really like expensive, but treat plump your lip area. Well, exciting. I look forward to it, 2022.
We will link this story from Allure so you guys can check it out. And then speaking of trends, I actually think this one is going to be huge. And I'm not usually a big... Perp? I usually don't care about Pantone color of the year. I'm going to be honest. Did you say perp?
Yeah.
Oh, I love... I actually really do enjoy purple color. I'm not going to lie. Okay. What we're talking about is Pantone's color of the year, which honestly, under any other circumstance, I just do not care about Pantone color of the year. I think I maybe have PTSD because when I first started working at Pop Sugar, my producer really thought it was like the shit and that we needed to cover it like 800 different ways. I'm like, nobody is wearing Hunter Green on their eyeballs in 2013. I'm telling you that much.
Yeah, because it feels like it's obviously like very important in fashion. But like beauty, they're like trying to shove it down the throat. And it's
And last year was like marigold or something.
Yeah.
And I barely saw anything marigold, to be completely honest. But I digress. So this year, it's a new color that they essentially made up in a way. So it's called Very Peri. It's a periwinkle shade. And they say it's a dynamic periwinkle blue hue with a vivifying violet red undertone. And if for all you little Pantones out there, it's Pantone color 17-3938. So they blended this color and it's a brand new shade. They selected two colors of the year for 2021. And I guess instead of deciding to do that, they decided to just like make their own shade essentially. They say Very Peri displays a sprightly, joyous attitude and dynamic presence that encourages courageous creativity and imaginative expression. This is from an executive director at the Pantone Color Institute. Sarah, what do you think of when you think of Very Peri?
First of all, I love that name. I think it's really fun and catchy. I think of periwinkle and I love it. I love this color. I love this shade.
I love this shade. I think Vogue notes that it's much like the reemergence of Y2K aesthetics, which
totally.
When I think of periwinkle, I totally think of Y2K.
Oh my gosh. Like, I feel like I had all my, you know, like iridescent, you know, notebooks and like even like the like little graphics on my shirt, you know, when you would get like the sparkly shirt, like it was always like a periwinkle.
Even like the blue shades of yesteryear that you would see on people's eyes, it was more of a periwinkle than like a really straight up blue.
Yep.
And I was actually speaking to Donnie Davy recently, and she loves the color periwinkle. So I just want to shout out Donnie Davy because like she's been rocking periwinkle for like basically all year, and she's really doing the damn thing. So I suspect we will probably see a lot more periwinkle. I actually know this. There are several launches coming out in like Q1 that have had periwinkle in them. So they probably took a note from like some runway shows. Like obviously like runways very much inspire Pantone color of the year. But I was also going to tell y'all that R.E.M. Beauty, Ariana's brand, makes several periwinkle beauty products.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Because her brand does read very Y2K.
And like the color periwinkle is very like, I feel like, I don't know if it's ethereal, but like, you know, ethereal. It's like clouds and like space and celestial, you know?
Celestial, so, yeah.
And that's like very much like Ariana and R.E.M. And I feel like that's very peri, very peri.
Her highlighter, okay, which I was not thinking I was going to care about like in the freaking slightest. But I should have known better because Morphe makes really good highlighters. It's called Miss Neptune. It was like sold out on the website. It was like one of the first products to go. But it is a periwinkle highlighter color. And I'm obsessed. Like if you want like a full blown out highlight, it will deliver. And I didn't think I was going to like the shade of it. And it totally surprised me. So Miss Neptune. Yeah, very peri. Maybe we'll do a very peri like merch situation for Horny for Skincare.
Ooh. I love that. We have some data girl to quiz Miss Kirby on.
I love when I'm quizzed. Being the guesser.
Do you? Okay, because I hate it. So,
even though I fail miserably,
it's going to be more of like a guess and discussion thing because, okay, so Google announced their year in search for 2021. which is like one of my favorite end of year lists because I love to see what people are Googling. So they have everything from the most Googled people, actors, athletes, celebrity couples, songs, sustainable products, recipes, all the things. And two of the categories that apply to us are the hairstyles and then questions on skincare. So let's start with hairstyles. This is like, okay.
How am I supposed to start? Okay.
I don't even know. Like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, there's 10. It's like the top 10 things that were, or terms that were searched in the hairstyles category. And I just want you to just like name some like styles that you think that people maybe Googled this year.
Were they styles or are they just pertaining to hair?
Styles, colors, different cuts of hair. This is actually really surprising. A lot of this is very surprising to me. And I don't know if you're going to guess all of them. I have a good feeling that you'll guess some of them.
Is one of the questions, and maybe this is like a carryover from 2020.
This category for hairstyles is not questions. It's simply just terms.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
But I'm let's so just, bad at just this. No, name like a couple hair trends, like some that you like looked into.
Well, I was going to say, I thought one of the questions may be like how to cut your own bangs at home.
Okay.
Is like bangs an option here?
One type of bang is on the list and it's.
Oh my God. Hold on. Curtain bangs?
Yeah. Okay. So on the list is curtain bangs, straight hair.
Ooh, Dakota Johnson. That's who they're thinking of when they do, when they're searching that. She's got the straight hair with the curtain bangs.
Yep. Yeah, she's got a really good curtain bang.
She totally does.
2021 was really like, everyone got a curtain bang in 2021.
Or they thought they got a curtain bang.
Or they thought. It was like down here to their cheek. And they're like, got curtain bangs.
Did you get face framing layers or did you get curtain bangs? If they were lower than your cheeks, they were not curtain bangs. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, before you announce that you got curtain bangs, DM Kirby with a photo and then she'll determine whether or not it's the appropriate length.
I will tell you whether or not you're allowed to say you have curtain bangs or not. Okay, the curtain bangs. That's a good one. I feel like that does really encapsulate 2021.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, butterfly clips?
No, but butterfly locks hair.
Okay.
Lots of butterfly locks tutorials that pop up, lots of images.
What is a butterfly lock for people who are not familiar?
So butterfly locks are like undone locks that frame the face. So that was one. I'm just going to name a few and then maybe you can like fill in, see if there's any. Okay. Money piece hair.
Oh my God. I almost said money piece. So
really?
Yes. Yes. This is a big TikTok trend. So a lot of hair colorists on TikTok, what they're doing is instead of doing like all over balayage highlights, they're giving a little bit, but then the front piece, like there's several pieces right here that frame the face. Like Carrie Bradshaw in the new And Just Like That has money pieces. It's a very thick, very Allison McNamara of Mara yes. Beauty has money pieces.
And it feels very like 90s.
Yeah, 90s, early 2000s. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so money piece hair, there's hair tinsel, there's blonde highlights on brown hair.
I was going to say actually rice water for hair is not on there.
It's not on there. That's too advanced.
Wow. Okay. You're so like really it advanced. Is just strictly hairstyles.
Yes. Fluffy hair is one. Okay. I want you to guess this and then we can move on to the next category. But we covered this on Refinery. It's like one of the most popular hairstyles of 2021.
It's the one that really pisses me off actually because it's just a shag. The wolf haircut.
Yes. You're so good at this.
It actually really upsets me. It's that y'all, you're not getting a wolf haircut. You're literally getting a shag. It's been around for literally decades. You just are doing it. Like the reason why it looks like a wolf is because like you're damaging your hair so badly so the ends are fried and then it looks like fur instead of like
is
a
that it?
Hairstyle. I literally, that's my take on it.
Okay.
That is my take on it. Because everyone's like, so, it's like the wolf style.
Yeah. So according to the Google search, wolf cut is a hairdo that has more volume around the front and top portion of your head, aka shag. But I feel like in some instances, the wolf cut is a lot more like, it's almost like a lot more mullety than the shag. In that,
yeah, it's like a mullet.
Yeah, like it's almost a mullet.
It's a shaggy mullet.
It's a shaggy mullet. Yeah, and okay, I'll just tell you the rest. Skunk stripe hair, which I guess would kind of maybe be a little bit similar to Money Piece.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus has that right now.
Squid Game red hair, which I Googled too, because at the, spoiler alert, at the end of Squid Game, the lead character dyes his hair red and it's like very confusing.
Oh my God. I was like trying to think like, when was there a redheaded character? I'm like, oh my God, I totally forgot. Yeah.
Blonde highlights and brown hair, hair tinsel. Oh, and then ashy copper hair.
Wow. Wow. Would not have gotten most of those, but a lot of them track.
Yes, a lot of them track. Okay. I'm excited to quiz you on some of the questions on skincare because I feel like Los Angeles really killed it this year.
Oh, did we? Okay. Okay. So these are legit questions.
These are legit questions that people entered, yes, in the search bar.
How does sunscreen work?
No, that's no. Which is disappointing.
How does niacinamide work? What is niacinamide?
Yep. What does niacinamide do? Ding, ding, ding. What's a trend that really blew up like on social thanks to like one particular educator?
Slugging.
Yep.
Wow.
Is slugging in skincare.
Charlotte Palermino, your influence.
What is something like an episode topic that we have discussed? Well, a lot of these are, but like one of the first episodes that we did about skincare.
The right order.
Yep. What order to put on skincare.
Wow. See, honestly, I swear to God, Sarah, Los Angeles would kill on TikTok. We just have to find the time and like hire six more people.
And I was going
to
say.
To really help us with our video production.
Yeah.
Because this is stuff that I think we know, everyone knows at this point. And it's not. It's a, like still an ever evolving question.
Okay. What's our favorite ingredient?
Vitamin C.
Okay. So.
So what is it? What's the question?
Two questions. When to use vitamin C and skincare routine, and what does vitamin C do for your skin?
Okay, wait, I have an idea. Is another one when to start using retinol?
How to add retinol to skincare routine. Yep.
Wow. Yep. Wow. Wow. Yep. People are really up on their skincare routine game.
They really, okay. So there's four more left. I knew you were going to nail this. This one has to do, it's a question that we have answered like a few times before, probably in like a mailbag. One that is like controversial.
Oh, like our parabens?
No. Sorry.
Bad?
No, controversial in like in order of your routine.
Oh, when to apply chemical sunscreen?
No.
When to apply eye cream?
No.
What?
When to apply an oil in skincare routine? When to use an oil?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
We're still on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta, okay. Yeah, you gotta like, you're here.
We gotta bring it back. I'm at a 10, I need to edit
you. Yes, okay.
Okay.
Okay, there's one more question that has to do with like an ingredient.
Okay.
And this one's actually more of like a closer to a 10, I think.
What is polyglutamic acid?
No, but I feel like that's going to be really big in 2022.
I honestly only said that because I saw the article on Refinery.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, maybe they were doing an SEO feature here.
Yeah. No, but close.
What is a alpha hydroxy acid?
So close.
Beta hydroxy?
Yes. When to apply BHA and skincare routine.
Oh, when to apply it. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's actually a really good question. Like if you were trying to get to the meat of when to use your ingredients, like that's a great question to ask.
I know. Like, that's why I said it was like a little bit closer to a 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the last two, I'll just tell you because I don't know if you're going to be able to guess these. One is what skincare products do not mix.
Oh, I should have known that one.
Yeah.
I should have known it. It's literally like, I think, what number was that one?
There's no number, but it's like technically
the first.
I feel
like first. That's a high. That should have been like high.
Someone really needs to like invent some sort of app or something where you can literally plug in your routine or the products that you're using to be like, is this okay? And then what ingredients to avoid in skincare?
Oh,
which is like fear mongering.
Yeah, I hate it. But you know what? I don't blame people for asking because, you know, brands are wiling out lately, making people scared.
I want to know actually like when you type that in, what pops up, what ingredients to avoid. Oh, there's the Dirty Dozen.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, good job. You did a very, very good job.
I feel like I didn't. Like you really were holding my hand through it.
No,
so I appreciate it.
No. Like if this were a test, and like you had to fill in the blanks, you killed it.
Wow. I'm honored. I love data girls. I love data girls. I want to know, what was your most searched beauty question?
Oh my
gosh.
Can
you figure that out? What did you search the most
online?
No,
but I was reading, it was either like the Washington Post or something. They were talking about how like Spotify with like the Wrapped has really like made, like everyone looks forward to it and everyone loves it, but like it's really just like mining our data, like our personal data. And can you imagine if like Google did like a Google Wrapped of like all the shit that you Googled in 2021, and you'd be like, no, I am not sharing that information.
No, because you know why I would not be sharing that information? Because it would be embarrassing how many times I have to Google how to spell exercise. I fuck it up every time. Really? It's like the one word that I should know.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'll tell you my embarrassing thing that I Google at least like once every few weeks.
Yeah, what is it?
It's like, which is the greater than sign?
I always get the one
that you're like you want to eat it.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's and facing that way.
Oh wait. Oh, yeah. I fucked it up.
See?
Because I was told in school that for greater than,
yeah.
For less than, yeah, it makes an L.
That's wrong. Oh wait, no, that's right. That's right. Oh no, but it depends on where what is on. Oh, I see what you're saying. See, now I'm confusing myself. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So they're like, but they said that it was just always the left hand because it makes an L with your hand for the less than, but that's not always the case. Right?
Well, if you were but like in numbers, because like the smaller number is probably going to be on the left side, where people are going to listen to this and be like, Kirby and Sarah are so dumb.
They're like, how did y'all get through like primary school? Honestly, I went to school in Texas, a public school in Texas.
You didn't a lot. They withheld a lot of history.
There were things that I learned in school that like when I got older, I was like, my teacher just flat out made that up. Like, I can't even remember. There was something recently that I was like, I specifically remember being taught this by my teacher. And it's just like not even remotely true.
Oh,
I'm going
to
think of it and I'll talk about it on the next.
I mean, and there were like books you couldn't read.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Okay, wait. I also just want to touch on like celebrity duos.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Kim's on here twice.
Pete and Kim and Kim and Kanye.
So good. Okay.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Surprisingly, Travis. They did not make it on here.
Excuse me?
I know. Isn't that weird?
Is Kravis on there?
No.
Okay, this is fake. Fake news. Fake news.
But Selena Gomez and Chris Evans are. Maybe the Google user is not, I don't know.
Maybe the Google user is like, we don't need to know that Kravis is together because like.
They're looking on social.
Yes. And maybe same for like MGK and Megan.
Yeah. But there's Taylor Swift and Jake Gyllenhaal, Kanye and Jeffree Star. Yikes.
Yikes. Big yikes.
Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer, because everyone was like, oh my God, they had the hots for each other.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which mm-hmm. I definitely Googled.
Did you? Ooh.
Yeah. And then
I Googled Selena and Chris. I did.
Are they dating?
I hope not. Like, I love both of them separately.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well,
I just want him for myself, even though I'm fully in a happily committed relationship. But I just like, I'm like a fan in which like, I don't want to know that you're dating someone, sir. I need you to be perpetually single for me.
Yeah. If you want to see the rest of the list, you can go on Google's website and check out their year in search hub.
Awesome. Okay. We will be back on Friday with the Los Angeles Awards. It's a full-out awards show, y'all. You're going to hear who you voted for. We had over 2,000 votes. Very, very exciting times. We went through, we're shook to our core how many people voted for this award show. We are a small podcast, independent podcast, and had no idea that this many people would get hype. So we're really excited. It's going to be a really, really fun episode. If you are excited and you want to be potentially featured in the episode, call the hotline. You know what to do. I'm going to give you the phone number right now. We literally never remember this GD phone number. It is 424-341-0426. Leave us a voice message and make sure to include your name and where you're from. why you voted for who you voted for, or just to share a lovely message with Sarah and I about why you listen to the podcast. We would love that too. And you might be featured in the episode on Friday. So we'll talk to you then. I got racks, racks in my sack or my back, yeah. They said, Saint Nick, what you got up in that bag? I got racks, racks in my sack or my back.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.